in the Holy Scripture. It is now given to me by grace that I might possess it by simple faith. Every word that the Father spoke has been recorded in the book of life, has now been given me to receive by faith, that it might create his nature in me. Oh, 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 oh. Every act that Jesus did is recorded in the Bible, that I might read it in simple faith. Then the Spirit of God creates it in. Every promise that my Father spoke through the prophets or all his ministry is recorded for my possession as a member of his new. Mystery of my Father to build his kingdom is now revealed in the earth. All his ministers, prophets and psalmists, he gathered together in Jesus Christ. He gives unto me by grace through faith all his complete word from Genesis to Revelation, that I might be perfect and entire, bought for the member of the new age of grace. Everything that Jesus did has been recorded in the Holy Scripture. It is now given to me by grace that I might possess it by simple faith. Every word. has now been given me to receive by faith, that it might create his nature in me. Oh, 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 every act that Jesus did is recorded in the Bible, that I might read it in simple faith, that the Spirit of God creates it in. Every promise that my father spoke through the prophets or all his ministry is recorded for my possession as a member of his new creation. Mystery of my father to build his kingdom is now revealed in the earth. All his ministers, prophets and psalms, he gathered together in Jesus Christ. He gives unto me by grace through faith all his complete word from Genesis to Revelation, that I might be perfect and entire, bought for the member of a new age of grace.
He received that experience of being baptized into the heavenly waters of the body of Jesus. And he rises in newness of life. It's that simple. It's by grace through faith. It's administered by you accepting it as a gift from God and a minister administering it to you. It's that simple. And you're never the same again. But it must be done by the order of God. Is this correct? You cannot baptize yourself. You do your act of simple faith, accepting. But someone must administer it to you. Christ, working through some minister, must administer it to you. Why did he do this? Why did he require it this way? So that you would not be caught with an old independent demon that you don't need your brother, your sister, your ministers, so you would be part of a body. Because God has not chosen to, God has not chosen to reveal himself through one man in earth. He's chosen to reveal himself through a body of people all over the earth. And he's chosen to make each one of the members of that body dependent upon the other. And he starts out with the minister first. You do not live by yourself, you do not die by yourself, and you cannot live the life of God with an independent demon of Satan controlling your life. So he starts you out on the right foot. You receive the one that I sent, you'll receive me. You don't receive him, you won't receive me. It's that simple and that easy. Ooh, yes, Lord. Ooh, move right on over there. Ooh, now the first time, come here, Brother Eddie. The first time Brother Eddie Marsh was baptized, he was baptized on his back into the heavenly waters of the body of Jesus. Washed away his life and washed in the new life of the waters of the heavenly body of Jesus. But now, when God gets ready to set in a minister, he has an order. He says that anyone that ministers to my people must lose their life. He says, now my son is the good shepherd, Jesus Christ, lost his life in suffering and pain. So he turns around and gives you, or his ministers, the privilege of losing your life by faith. Because he's already suffered for it. But nevertheless, he requires you to lose your life. You do not, cannot minister to God's people unless you lose your life. You give yourself in faith to him, and you lose your life a second time for his people. You're not qualified to minister his people till you do. He set the pattern. A good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of our faith, lost his life in suffering and pain so that you could lose your life by grace through faith. Ooh, okay. Ooh, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
By faith.
By faith.
I lose my breath.
I lose my breath.
For your people.
For your people.
And gain your breath.
Oh, and gain your breath.
To minister to your people.
To minister to your people.
Ooh. Hold him there, somebody. Now, in obedience to the Lord, I administer the seven works of the Holy Spirit that takes away his breath again and gives him the breath of Jesus Christ, the life of Jesus, to minister to his people. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Oh, hold him up. Oh, see the glory of God on him now? Yes, Lord. Now, this is God's plan to set in his ministry. You can't have it any other way. Now, also, his plan in his new creation is to baptize any minister of his on his face, washing away again his face and washing in the face of Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
God has spoken, you can check it out in the scriptures, that no man shall look upon my people with their face. So how you're going to change faces? How are you going to change faces? You can't change faces. Oh, okay. In obedience to you, Lord Jesus. Oh, I baptize this minister of your new creation right down on his face in the heavenly water of your body, washing away his face and his life, and washing in your face and your blood of life for your people. Now just lay him right down. Oh. Brother James, my dearest, lost his life the first time and was baptized on his back. Ooh, this time he loses his life for God's people. Loses his breath and his life. By faith, Lord Jesus. By faith, I accept to lose my breath for your people and gain your breath for your people. Lose my life and gain your life for your people. Ooh. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7. Finished. Oh. Oh. In obedience to you, Lord Jesus, I baptize this minister of your new creation right down on his face in the heavenly waters of your body, washing away his face in the waters of his life, and washing in your face in the heavenly blood of your life. Just lay him right down. Oh. Mm. Oh. Oh. So you're making a ceremony out of it, Brother Pruitt? No, sir. It's an experience. Oh. 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 And you don't ever forget it. Mm. Ooh, Lord Jesus. By faith, I lose my life, my breath and my life, and gain your breath and your life to minister to your people. Ooh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh. Obedience to you, Lord Jesus, I baptize this minister of your new creation down on his face in the heavenly waters of your body, washing away his face and his life, and washing in your face your blood of life to minister to your people. Lay him right down. Ooh. Ooh. Oh. Oh, stand right there. Oh. How is it? By grace through faith. It's a personal experience between you and Jesus Christ. Do I do it? No, I only administer it. Explain it and demonstrate it. You receive it. Well, what if it doesn't work? It takes it completely out of your hands. You have nothing to do about it. Oh. He's the one that makes it work. That's what grace does in your life. Doesn't it? If it's up to you to make it work, then it would be of works. It wouldn't be of grace, would it? Oh, Lord Jesus, I, by faith, lose my breath and my life, gaining your breath and your life to minister to your people. Ooh, here comes the seven works of the Holy Spirit. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Oh, finish. See the power of the Spirit moving on him? Oh. 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 In obedience to you, Lord Jesus, I baptize this minister of your new creation. Right down on his face in the heavenly waters of your body, washing away his face and his life, and washing in your new face and your new blood of life for your people that he'll minister to. Just lay him right down there. Oh, oh. Feel him hit that water. Ooh. When do you minister this to the people? Under the direction of the Lord when he says they're ready. Did it take a matter of great spiritual growth? No. Sometimes people get immediately baptized and mantled for the ministry. Sometimes it takes them several weeks, several days, several months. It's a matter of when you surrender in your heart to the Lord. It's in your heart. When you say, Lord, I accept this way, your way, as the only way. And once you make that personal surrender between you and the Lord, he goes to work on you, doesn't he? Long as you're casting about between opinions, well, maybe that is one way and there is other ways and maybe there is another way and maybe my way is right, and maybe so-and-so way is right, and maybe I don't know which way, and you're in confusion. James said, the Apostle James said, the man that wavereth shall not receive anything of God. But once you settle in your mind, that's the way to do it, Lord Jesus. I'm ready to go. He'll move and baptize you in that way. And then it becomes his responsibility to bring forth your ministry. And you have never had a rest in your life until you come into the hands of Jesus and lose all of your trying to bring forth a ministry. And it comes completely in his hands. He begins to move then. Oh. So we'll be moving, mantling others as we go along. Baptizing others. Maybe I'll miss on you. Maybe I won't get you exactly when you ought to be. But I won't be many days behind, will I? Or will I? Ooh. Tonight we want to begin to learn a simple little lesson. Yet it's not simple. It's the ministry of impartation. It is the release of the pure grace of God. We see it operating in Jesus Christ's life, in healing the sick, raising the dead, cleansing a leper. When it didn't take any great act of faith for them to receive, all they had to do was submit. And some of them didn't even have to submit, especially the demon-possessed that was in the tombs. Now, up until this time, many of your ministries have been revealing, witnessing, teaching, demonstrate to people to persuade them to accept healing, deliverance, salvation. But now it's time for you to begin to understand the ministry of impartation. How you take the power of the Holy Spirit and actually impart out to others the works of God. Some of you have seen it in a small measure in my life, in the raising of the dead, miracles, healing, other things. You didn't understand it. But now it's time for you to understand it. Now it's your time for you to enter into it. You see, a dead person is in a peculiar position. They can't act on their faith. You can stand there and preach to them all day long and try to get them to rise and live, and they won't rise and live. So it takes a pure release, a pure grace. Well, that dead person can do nothing to deserve, can do no works to deserve to receive the things of God. He just dead, or she just dead. And you can rail and rant at them and struggle with them all you want to, and they won't rise one bit. First time a group of ministers, it's not funny, but I want to tell it. They witnessed, some of them witnessed the raising of the dead, me raising a person from the dead. And the others heard about it. And they immediately began to go out and make it work by preaching it to people, dead people. And naturally it didn't work. But tonight, in simplicity, we want to begin to learn the simple ministry of impartation. How you take the power of the Holy Spirit and you bring people under the power of the Holy Spirit. And you bring them in a state of rest. You don't require them to do anything. You just require them only to receive. You've seen me do this with people that didn't even want to receive anything. They didn't have to agree doctrinally or anything. You've seen me put them through the gates, three gates of the New Jerusalem, and them didn't even particularly believe it. But once I got them up, laid my hand on them, the power of the Holy Ghost and dominion would come over them. They would go down and go out in a state of the Spirit, under the power of the Spirit, And I'd put them through those three gates and have a wonderful experience, wouldn't I? The ministry of impartation is when you take your hands or your words and you impart to people the life of God to meet their needs. Stand up right there, sis. They don't do anything to deserve it. Someone catch you. All they do is receive it. First of all, watch it. You put the power of God on them. Clothe upon them the power of the Holy Ghost. Ooh, watch her. See her out in the spirit. Then if she needs healing in her eyes, you just hit those eyes with that healing. Ooh. You clothe upon her and you take possession of her by the Holy Spirit. Take possession of her mind, her heart. She don't have to do anything. Then you impart pure healing to her. The ministry of impartation, the pure grace of God. Now, I'm not going to do this tonight. Put it on. I'm going to let a man and a woman team operate this ministry of impartation. Because you have a weakness. You have seen me do so much until you believe that I can do anything. And I can do it in front of you all day long. And you still don't believe you can do it. So tonight, I'm going to let Jesse and Cheryl operate as man and woman, as a spiritual mother and father together for the ministry of impartation and dominion to get you maybe started in this thing and maybe get some of you husband and wives to begin to work with one another instead of, well, I won't say it. I'll just stop right there. Now, I could go into all sorts of doctrinal teachings out of the scriptures about how men and women, husbands and wives, mothers and fathers, operated in the Spirit together and brought forth wonderful ministers. But I want to tell you only of one in the book of Acts, and I'm going to hush. Aquila and Priscilla, a man and a woman, brought forth unto Paul's ministry before the family of God was ever set in order in the earth. You know, it was Paul's way of doing things, to reach forth in the future and begin to put folks in their ministry, even though it had not yet come. The time of it had not yet come. So he had to set Aquila and Priscilla into their ministry. And they were ministering as a man and woman team. And there came a great man, Apollos, preaching the doctrine of John the Baptist. And he knew nothing. But they got a hold of him, and the scripture says they expounded to him. And when they got through with that fellow Apollos, the scripture says that they didn't take them very long to do it in him. And they turned him loose and sent him down to Corinth, I believe it was. He tore that city wide open. I'm going to play the music. And I'll tell you the reason for the music. Because in the weakness, when we first start into the ministry, we make it all right when we start out. Somewhere along the line, we get to striving with it, don't we, Teresa? So through the spirit of life flowing through this little guitar here, I'm going to keep you in the spirit. How am I going to do it? Literally, and I want you to wrestle with this a little while if you want to. I'm not going to entertain you, but I'm going to prophesy through my fingers. Ooh, with this guitar. You've been wondering why you could feel something when I played an instrument, yet I couldn't play it all that well. It's because I prophesy through my fingers with it. I can hit a chord or two, and for you that are sensitive, I can make you cry because I impart the impartation of love to you. Stand up right there, Hogan, just close your eyes. I want to demonstrate it to you. I don't play as entertainment. I play through imparting of the Spirit. Now watch. Some of the rest of you close eye. You feel it moving in you? You thought I was just joshing Brother Ron about the Illinois crooning, didn't you? No, I was very serious about it. You know what I'm saying out through my fingers, out of my spirit. Hath been imparted to you the spirit of love that melts all in your heart. The love of God that flows through you makes you weep before him in love. Feel it? That's enough of that. Well, now we're going to start, and I'm going to keep the ministry going. Cheryl is going to be operating in song and in the word. Jesse's going to be calling you out, putting you under the power of the Holy Spirit, prompting you. And she's going to be imparting by song, by the word, by the laying on hands, or whatever. I want you to watch it real closely, and I want something to grab a hold of you. Or you'll see your calling as men and women, sons and daughters, unfold right before you. This is the reason why Jesus sent them forth two by two instead of one by one. All right? Ooh.
they impart the Spirit and create the Father's life. All covenants of God through Jesus Christ have been given you, imparted as you accept his covenants by grace through faith, then his nature God's covenant of peace with the words of life, I now impart his God's nature of love with the words of my mouth, I now impart his love. Love.
Johnny.
Oh, help, help. dominion hath possessed your mind. Dominion hath possessed your soul. Dominion hath possessed your life. Dominion hath possessed your body. God's nature of gentleness with the words of my mouth I now impart his gentleness. God's supernatural faith with the words of my mouth I now impart his
Now, I've been telling some of you, several of you, and you didn't believe it. I told you just to wait a while and you'd see. I told you my ministry was only a starting place. You had a greater ministry than I had, because my ministry is a foundational ministry to reveal and to get you moving in the life of Christ. Now I want you to understand one thing. In this ministry of impartation lies the greatness of every one of your ministries. You may not understand it now, but if you'll just listen and let the Lord teach you, you take the things that I've taught and I've demonstrated to you, and you turn them into impartation, then a greater ministry than you've seen in me comes forward. Because I'm only a foundational minister, Brother Ron. See, the thing that you've been taught and revealed to you, now you take them and begin to impart them by pure grace to people. And nothing can...